You're listening to CHUO-FM 89.1. Stay tuned for Randy McElligott with In Transition. Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Let's get started with the Hot Club of San Francisco.
Every little breeze is a sign of love and dying at sundown. Every little bird is resting in feather nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is sleeping while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven, when night is falling and love is calling me home. Every little breeze is sighing of love and dying at sundown. Every little bird is resting in feather nesting at sundown. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, each little rosebud is sleeping while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown.
I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven,
when night is falling and love is calling. When night is falling and love is calling. When night is falling and love is calling me home.
always liked this band, the Hot Club of San Francisco. Not the Hot Club of France, but the other band. And we just heard a composition entitled At Sundown. Here's some music from Vidar Holm and friends. And we're going to listen to his version of the beautiful Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen composition, Polka Dots and Moonbeams.
Thank you. make up your mind, 'cause I've been waiting such a long, long time. Now, baby, or never, 'cause I've been so good to you. Now, baby, or never, 'cause I've been so lonesome too. Now, baby, or never, if I mean anything to you. Now, baby, or never, 'cause you're wasting too much time. Up your mind now, baby, or never, and it ain't no fault of mine. It's gotta be yes or no. Either you stay or you go. You can't leave me on a shell. You've got to commit yourself. Either you will, baby, or won't fall in love with me. Call you once more on the telephone. Give you the 12 and I will be gone. Now, baby, or never, if I mean anything to you. Now, baby, or never, 'cause I've been so lonesome too. Now, baby, or never, 'cause you can't make up your mind. You're wasting too much time. Now, baby, you never, and it ain't no fault of mine. Now, baby, you never, if I mean anything to you. It's gotta be yes or no. Either you stay or you gotta go. You can't leave me on the shelf. You've got to commit yourself. Either you will, baby, or won't fall in love with me. Last night for you to call. You give me no consideration at all. Now, baby, or never, 'cause I've wasted so much time. Now, baby, or never, 'cause you can't make up your mind. Now, baby, or never, if I mean anything to you, it's gotta be yes or no. Either you stay, you got to go. You can't leave me on the shelf. You got to commit, commit yourself. Either you will, baby, or won't die. You do, baby, or don't die. Will, baby, or won't fall in love with.
Beautiful sax solo there from Ricky Ford. That was music from pianist Abdullah Ibrahim from his album Water from an Ancient Well. And before that, we heard a vocalist that, I have to tell you, I've never really heard of her before and haven't heard from her since this recording. It's a tribute to Billie Holiday. Her name is Mickey Howard. And if you have a chance to pick up this album, it's actually quite good. It came out a few years ago. And it's a tribute to the late, great Billie Holiday. And we started the set off with Vidar Holm from his album In a Sentimental Mood and an impassioned version of Polka Dots and Moonbeams. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. And we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Here's some music from sax man Rob Holmes from his album The Looking Glass and a composition written by Rob entitled Blues for a Change. Thank you.
Thank you.
one of the greatest bass players ever in jazz. That was Dave Holland, and Pass It On from his album One's All. And that's a solo album that he recorded a few years ago, a beautiful recording at that, because even though Dave Holland is recorded in many situations, I think his solo recordings are among the best that he's ever done. Before that, we heard some music from someone who I have no idea whatever happened to this musician, Christopher Holliday, from his album On Course, and we heard Impromptu. He was a promising young musician, I remember, back in the late 80s, early 90s, and then he just dropped out of sight, and I don't know what happened to him. If anyone knows, let me know. Before that, Rob Holmes with Blues for a Change. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. We're going to now listen to some music from one of the greatest alto players in all of jazz, and probably the greatest, I guess some would argue. John Cornelius Johnny Hodges was born on the 25th of July, 1906, in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He was a possessor of the most beautiful tone ever heard in jazz. Altoist Johnny Hodges formed his style early on and had little reason to change it through the decades. Although he could stomp with the best swing players and was masterful on the blues, Hodges' luscious playing on ballads has never been topped. He played drums and piano early on before switching to soprano sax when he was only 14 years old. Hodges was taught and inspired by the great Sidney Bechet. And although he soon used alto as his main sax, he would regretfully drop soprano altogether after 1940. Now, his early experiences included playing with Lloyd Scott, the great drummer Chick Webb, Lucky Roberts, and the great pianist Willie the Lion Smith. He also had the opportunity to work with Sidney Bechet. Let's get started with his version of Madam Butterfly. Music from the great Johnny Hodges, certainly one of a kind. Johnny Hodges' real career actually began in 1928 when he joined Duke Ellington's orchestra. He quickly became one of the most important solo stars in the band and a real pace setter on alto. In fact, the only person that I could think of around this period that was his closest competition would be Benny Carter. Now, in the 1960s, Hodges teamed up with organist Wild Bill Davis on some sessions, leading to Davis joining Ellington for a time in 1969. Now, Johnny Hodges, whose unchanging style always managed to sound fresh, was still with Duke Ellington when he suddenly died in 1970. Let's listen to one more track from this talented alto sax player, Johnny Hodges, with Sweet as Bear Meat. Thank you. That was music from Ed Strawman, and Just a Minute, Please. That was taken from his album Dedicated. And just before that, we heard a band known as NSYNC and a beautiful composition called Just a Few Words from their album One Short Story. And just before that, Leonard Hockman. I have to tell you a little bit about Leonard Hockman. As a young sax player in the 50s, Lenny worked steadily on the New York jazz scene alongside the likes of Phil Woods, Charlie Barnett, Kai Winding, Kenny Clarke, and Al Haig. But he never had a chance to record as a leader. Now, this is his second recording at the time, was entitled Manhattan Morning, and I played for you the great Dexter Gordon composition, Cheesecake. You remember Dexter Gordon recorded that for a Blue Note recording back in the early 60s, if I'm not mistaken, entitled Go. And I think Leonard Hockman does a pretty good job of covering that tune. And we started off with Johnny Hodges with the scent Sweet as Bear Meat, rather. And that was taken from some of the recordings that he made during the 1950s, the great alto sax player Johnny Hodges. Well, you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. It's coming up to the hour of 2 o'clock. My name is Randy McElligott, and I'll be your host until 3 p.m. this afternoon when Ozzy takes over with German news, music, and commentary until 4:30. Vijay Iyer is a pianist out of San Francisco, and I'm going to play for you some interesting music from this talented musician. Vijay was here in Ottawa over the summer. He played at the Mercury Lounge in the Market, and unfortunately I wasn't able to catch the show, but we're going to listen to him in three different settings. The first one is a solo piano composition entitled Paradise Lost, and then we're going to listen to him in an octet setting, Meeting of Rivers, and we'll conclude with a trio setting featuring Brad Hargreaves on drums, Jeff Brock on bass, and Vijay on piano, and he calls the tune Microchips and Bullock Carts. I love that. So here's Vijay Iyer with Prelude, Paradise Lost. always engaging when it comes to music and searching for new avenues. That was Vijay Iyer from his excellent recording Architectures, and we just heard Microchips and Balakarts. Before that, we heard Meeting of Rivers, and we started off Paradise Lost, and that was a solo piano recording from Vijay Iyer. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. We're always coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 FM. Here's some music from two of my favorites, and they're both still around and making great music, McCoy Tyner and Bobby Hutcherson from their album Manhattan Moods. This is Isn't This My Sound Around Me? Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was quite an evening in Norway. Keith Jarrett on piano, Gary Peacock on bass, and Jack Dejanet on drums. And that was How About You? And just before that, McCoy Tyner from Manhattan Moods with Isn't This My Sound Around Me? You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McAllaghan. And right now we're going to listen to some music from another great pianist, Ahmad Jamal, who recorded The Essence Part 1 and did a lovely version of Loverman.
Thank you.
Always having lots of fun. That was Chick Corea with Got a Match. And before that, Ahmad Jamal from his album The Essence Part 1 and Loverman. You're listening to In Transition, and we're just going to continue with some more music here. And I thought we'd play some music from one of the greats in jazz who's still with us. I believe he's celebrating his 81st or 82nd birthday. Dave Brubeck with Music Maestro, Please.
Thank you.
Well, we just heard some music from Rodney Kendrick from his album Last Chance for Common Sense and Remember. And just before that, we heard some music from Talib Kibwe as well. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and it looks like this is the last show that I'll be doing for 2003. So I'd like to take this opportunity to wish each and every one of you out there a Happy New Year and all the best for 2004. And I guess I'll see you next week. Have a great week. Bye for now.